जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवेशकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सर्वभव चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवेशकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सद्भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथा श्रीमद भागवतम की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वेलकम टू ऑल द डिवोटीज Today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class, and we are reading first canto, sixth chapter, and titled Conversation between Narada and Vasudev. Text So please repeat after me. हन्तास्मि जन्मानि भवान् मां द्रष्टुम् इह अर्हति अविपक्वकषायायाम् दुर्दशो अहम् कुयोगिनाम् హంతాస్మి జన్మాని భవాన్ మామాం ద్రష్టుం అర్హతి అపిపక్వ కషాయాయాం దుర్దశో అహం కుయోగినాం హంతాస్మి జన్మాని భవాన్ మామాం ద్రష్టుం ఇహార్హతి అపిపక్వ కషాయానాం దుర్దశో అహం కుయోగినాం హంతాసి జన్మాని భవాన్ మామాం ద్రష్టుం ఇహ అర్హతి అపక్వక్వ కషాయానాం దుర్దర్శో అహం కుయోగినాం హంతాస్మి జన్మని భవాన్ మామాం ద్రష్టుం అర్హతి అపక్వకషాయానాం దుర్దర్శోయం కుయోగినాం హంతాస్మి జన్మని భవాన్ మామాం ద్రష్టుం ఇహ అర్హతి అపక్వకషాయానాం దుర్దశోయం కుయోగినాం. మాతాజీస్ హంతాస్మి జన్మని భవాన్ ద్రష్టుం యారతి అపిక్వక్క కషాయానాం దుర్దర్శో అహం కోగినోగినాం. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ట్ బై హిజ్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఎసి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్. హంత ఓ నారద అస్మిన్ దిస్ జన్మాని డ్యూరేషన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ భవాన్ యోర్ సెల్ఫ్ మా నాట్ మాం మీ ద్రష్టుం టు సీ ఇహ హియర్ అర్హతి డిజర్వ్ అవిపక్వ ఇమ్మచ్యూర్ కషాయానాం material dirt, durdarsha, difficult to see, aham, I, kuyoginam, incomplete in service. Translation, O Narada, the Lord spoke, I regret that during this lifetime you will not be able to see me anymore. Those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material taints can hardly see me. Purport. The personality of Godhead is described in the Bhagavad Gita as the most pure, the supreme and the absolute truth. There is no trace of a tinge of materiality in his person, and thus one who has the slightest tinge of material affection cannot approach him. The beginning of devotional service starts from the point when one is free from at least two forms of material modes, namely the modes of passion and modes of ignorance. The result is exhibited by the sign of being free from kama, lust and the lobha, covetousness. This is to say, one must be free from the desire for the sense satisfaction and avarice for the sense gratification. The balanced mode of nature is goodness, and to be completely free from all material things is to become free from the mode of goodness also. To search the audience of the God in the lonely forest is considered to be in the mode of goodness. One can go out in the forest to attain spiritual perfection, but that does not mean that one can see the Lord personally there. One must be completely free from all material attachment and be situated on the plane of transcendence, which alone will help the devotee get in personal touch with the personality of Godhead. The best method is one should live at a place where the transcendental form of Lord is worshipped. The temple of the Lord is transcendental place. Where the forest is the materially good habitation, a newfound devotee is always recommended to worship the deity of the Lord's Archana, rather than go into the forest to search out for the Lord. Devotional service begins from the process of the Archana, which is better than going out in the forest. In his present life, which is completely free from all material hankering, Sri Narada Muni does not go into the forest, although he can turn every place into Vaikuntha by his presence only. He travels from one planet to another to convert man, God, Kinnaras, Gandharvas, Rishis, Munis and all other to become devotee of the Lord. By his activity, he has engaged many devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj and many others in the transcendental service of the Lord. A pure devotee of the Lord, therefore, follow in the footsteps of the great devotees like Narada Muni and Prahlad and engages his whole time in glorifying the Lord by the process of kirtan. Such a preaching process is transcendental to all material qualities. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Mena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Beshtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yata Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanmitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitansa Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Brinda Baneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyamadi Pashyata Deshatarani Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. This is a beautiful chapter glorifying the holy name and glorifying devotional service. And here the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. The chapter is conversation between Narada Muni and Vyasadeva. And Narada Muni telling the story, his journey, and after he meditates the process given by the Bhakti Vedantis. And as soon as he sit down under the banyan tree and start meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in trance, Supreme Personality of Godhead appears. But Narada Muni saying that I was just closed my eyes meditating and I felt ecstasy, but I couldn't open my eyes. And after that meditation he find his ecstasy is gone and he opened his eyes and found nothing, nobody is there. And he start looking here, there and again trying to meditation and the same process was what previous he did. But nothing happened. Then the sound comes from the sky, Lord spoke. Narada Muni, you are not able to see me again in this lifetime. So beautifully, Lord gave direction to Narada Muni. You are not able to see me again in this lifetime because whose service is incomplete and who is not fully purified. If a person is not fully purified, he can't see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can't approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By this sloka, you can understand. The Lord is asking from his devotees to please become pure. Purify yourself inside from outside. Both. Become pure. Take your lifetime, practice it, and end you completely free from all material desire. Become pure. And then you will come to me. As Bhagavad Gita and Shastra says, just the sloka purport begin Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of God is Sri Krishna is the pure, supreme and absolute truth. He is the pure person. When he comes in material world, he remains as the pure. He is the beyond of three modes of material nature, three gunas. He is the gunatit, above the material nature, material modes. And jiva, the difference we can understand, when Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna appears in this world, he remains as he in the Goloka, pure. But when the jiva come in the material world, as soon as contact with the material nature, he became contaminated. Position of jiva is like that. As soon as contact with material nature, connect with material world, become contaminated. Purity is lost. The jiva also is pure in the pure relation in the Vaikuntha at the Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, jiva is also pure. But in material world, he contaminated by the three modes of material nature, kama, krodha, lobha, mad, moha, matsar, this anarthas. Therefore, it is said, Prabhupada often says, in the rainy season, in rainy season you can find, Prabhupada said, just rain water is pure. Rain water, when the water comes from the clouds, it's a pure form. But the same water when come to contact with mud become muddy. By that water, that muddy water, you can't quench your thirst, you can't bathe it, you can't do anything, you can worship. You cannot worship that water. You can't do anything unless water purified fully in the pure form. Similarly, here Krishna and Shastra says, Jiva comes with in material world with contaminated by three modes of material nature, and here Krishna saying to Narad Muni, to you free from this material dirt. Unless you free from, you will not able to come to me, or you will not able to see me. I gave the example in last class, ki we can think about our life when we come first time in devotees, and when we start first time and start chanting the holy name of the Lord. That chanting of the holy name and that chanting of congregation, chanting of the holy name, what excessive found in ourselves, what so exciting in kirtan, in the chanting, so blissful. But after some time, after some year, we felt that the same ecstasy is not there. What we felt in beginning days. I understood in this connection, in this sloka, because in the beginning days, Lord gives, just like Lord gives ecstasy to the Narada Muni, appear in front of the Narada Muni, but Narada Muni was not able to see. Same way, in the beginning days of the devotees, Lord gives the taste of the holy name. The taste of the holy name in the beginning days, but after some time, we slowly start losing the taste in the holy name. But Narada Muni saying to the Vyasadeva, but I practice what I heard from the Bhakti Vedantis. The Lord disappear, I became morose, disappointed, but I practice what I heard from Bhakti Vedantis, continue to till my last breath. So I can see in our life that Narada Muni got instruction from the Bhakti Vedantis, and we have come closer to our Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada's books in connect with his Hare Krishna Andolan. Therefore, we should be continuing our process, method given by Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and his disciple. Therefore, here is we are discussing about purity and purifying process. 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam described how the Sarad Ritu, Sarad Niraj Utapatyam, Nirani Prakritim, Yaha, Bhrashtanam Eva Chetasmi, Here 10th canto says, Sarad Ritu, in after rainy season, Sarad Ritu begin, and in Sarad Ritu, in rainy season, water is contaminated in the lake, mud, and the water body, different water bodies. The water is not, you can get the pure water in the pure form. It's a muddy water, contaminated. He says, in the autumn season, as soon as rain is stopped and autumn season begins, Sarad Ritu begins, the different bodies of water body became naturally purified in pure original state. Naturally, the mud became slowly come down, and in pure form of the water, we can take and we can drink and we can quench our thirst in the pure form. Therefore, he is saying, in the autumn season, which generated the lotus flower, also restored the body of the water in their original position. Just as process of devotional service purified the mind of fallen yogi, ko yogina. The devotional service, they are saying the devotional service, that the process of devotional service purified the mind of fallen yogi. And in this connection, he says, just as when just a goldsmith put his gold in the fire, and after putting in the fire, that reveals its purity. Any form of gold put in the fire, it reveals his purity, how much gold is pure. So Bhakti Vishwanath Chakuri Thakur saying, similar way, when goldsmith put gold in the fire to bring out his purity, similarly Lord, the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna, places his most beloved devotees, Brajavasi, in the fire of separation to bring out their original pure love of Godhead. Glorifying, so Krishna is glorifying his Brajavasis, his understanding given by Vishwanath Chakuri Thakur. The Krishna leaving the Brajavasi and going, leaving the Vrindavan, going to the Mathura. Indicating here, Vishwanath Chakuri Thakur saying, that Krishna is doing, because Krishna loves his Brajavasis, loves his devotees, Krishna wants to glorify his devotees. And his connection, putting his devotee in fire of separation. Hindi mein kehte hai na, ki jitna usme wo tapt hota hai, sona jitna aag mein tapt hota hai, uski shuddhata utni badhti hai. Shuddhata uski dikhti hai. But shuddhata nikal ke aati hai. Therefore, when Krishna puts his devotee in the separation or some miserable condition in devotee's life, the devotee's love, pure love, comes out. The devotee doesn't complain that time, why Krishna? Oh Krishna, I follow the four regulative principle, I chanted your holy name, I practiced everything, whatever given by, why you are putting in this condition? Why you put me this condition? They never complain. Instead of complaining, their pure love of Godhead, Sri Krishna, pure love, come out more and more and more for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. And in, therefore, it is saying that when goldsmith put the gold in the fire and bring out an absurd small hammer, he just tuck, tuck, very slowly shape what different ornament, make the different ornament. So I understood, when the Krishna put some situation in the devotee's life, and that instruction given by different acharya, Prabhupada and spiritual master, that hits to save the devotee in the different qualities come out from the different devotees. So this is the beauty of Krishna putting devotees in some situation, to bringing out the different quality of that devotee. Because that different qualities attract the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Therefore, if we can see the life of so many devotees' life, how they practice fully dependent on Krishna, and still, if see up their life, they become the miserable. In the life of Pandavas, they were the king. They were the king, full opulent life, but suddenly everything gone in gambling match. He lost everything, become the beggar, begging in the forest, in the different forest, different places. The Krishna put the Pandavas in that situation. And we can see in Mahabharata and Srimad Bhagavatam, the Pandavas' glory come out more, the Pandava become more glorious what they are before. And in Prahlad Maharaj's case, we can see the Prahlad Maharaj, how the Prahlad Maharaj put in the different situation. Just he chanted the holy name, he glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he put in the different situation. And Pandava never complained to Krishna, why Krishna you put me in this situation? They always ask advice from the Krishna in the different situation, what should we do? Other than complaining, they asking guidance and advice by the different devotees. Therefore, in our life also, even situation comes, other than complaining, we should always seek shelter of our seniors, Vaishnavas, for guidance. So here, in this, we can see the Pandavas and Prahlad Maharaj's life, and even the Amrish Maharaj's life. So Krishna here want his devotee to be fully purified. Fully purified. The showing, Krishna showing us the example of these great devotees, how they gone through difficulty in their life, but how they practice and how they come out from the difficulties. Prabhupada in this sloka and purport said, we cannot imitate the great personality like Narada, Lord Shiva. We can't imitate. If we try to imitate, we will fall down. So Prabhupada says, we cannot imitate the great personalities, but we can follow their instruction given by them. We can practice our life and get the success. And therefore, and many other devotees like Haridas Thakur, in their life, we can, so full of Bhagavatam with different devotees, so we can learn from them. And here, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada did write in purport in the Madhya Leela, ki Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carrying the holy name and trying to distribute, Prabhupada saying, trying to sell the holy name. But where he was selling the holy name, there was no purchaser. Nobody was able to purchase, because that place was Kasi. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu find very, very difficult. So although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming and selling the holy name in the Varanasi city, the Kasi, but
he was disappointed by saying that nobody is interested in purchasing the holy name, coming and saying, asking for the holy name. He was so disappointed. Prabhupada write the word. I just read. Mahaprabhu disappointed, how could he teach the impersonalist the holy name? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So no possibility to find out pure devotee in Kasi. Srila Prabhupada, remember, exactly Prabhupada is saying, when we are experiencing this same thing, when we came to preach the Hare Krishna movement, Hare Krishna Mahamantra in Western country, 1965, New York City storefront area. In the storefront, 1965, when we come to the New York, we never expected Hare Krishna will be accepted in this country. We invited Prabhupada Singh, invited many people for our storefront and join in chanting Hare Krishna. And he's saying, Lord's holy name is so attractive that simply by coming to our storefront, fortunate young people became Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada saying, therefore, spreading of Hare Krishna mantra in the West has become successful because young people were not offended. This word, Prabhupada quoting, that this people, young people were not offender, but Kasi's impersonalist people were offender of the holy name, offender of the Krishna. And here Prabhupada saying that this Malekchas Yavanas more greater than the Kasi's impersonalist people because they were offender. And these people are not offender. The very striking point Prabhupada making here, don't offend anyone. Or especially Vaishnava and Krishna. Don't offend. Otherwise, we will lose our taste for the holy name. And so Srila Prabhupada says in that purport, we conclude that so-called Malekchas Yavanas are more purified than the impersonalists of the Kasi. Therefore, Narad Muni in Narad Bhakti Sutra saying how the different qualities given by Lord attract him. And few, one sutra, Narad Muni saying, the non-violence, truthfulness, cleanliness, compassion, asthikya, these few qualities, Narad Muni mentioned, and saying, because of these qualities, when the devotee put in some situation, and he, by the process of devotional service, he purified. And the devotee became slowly purified and became pure and pure and pure. This quality automatically come out from devotees. The devotee filled with these qualities. And we can see in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, if we can analyze the Vedas, Mahabharata, Ramayana, and Upanishad, and Bhagavad Purana, devotee's life, the one thing we can observe, ki how being after being devotee, and after some time, the devotee become simple and so attractive. Because the devotee became pure, purified himself. And as soon as devotee becomes pure, he attracts the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Therefore, we can see the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives only 8 slokas. So we can, and that eight sloka is filled with these different qualities. What is Krishna is giving? Yes, what is Narada Muni saying? What Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita? Narada Muni is saying in Narada Bhakti Sutra? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving this wonderful Vaishnava quality, this different quality in its lokas. Amani namana dena kirtani sadahari. Because this, when we bring out this quality, that quality is so powerful, ki we cannot imagine this power of this purity and these qualities given by the Krishna. Just ki Ramayana and Mahabharata had lots of slokas, many slokas, lots and lots of slokas. Puranas have thousands and thousands of slokas. Bhagavad Gita had hundreds of sloka, 700 sloka. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this 8 slokas. I gave this example here back in the G.V. Govardhani Koblis, ki compared to the big mansion, door is very small. Compared to the door, lock is very small. So compare is a lock, key is very thin or very small. So key is very thin and very small. But the power of that key can open the door and give the access to the whole mansion. The mansion is big, door is locked with fully, and nobody has key. How can we access the whole palace, whole mansion? We are not able to. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving the essence of the Vedas in the 8 slokas. The sloka is like key. The sloka Sishtashtakam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ginevas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has the power to open the gate of the Vaikuntha planet, the gate of the Goloka Vrindavan. That is a sloka able to give you the access of the Goloka Vrindavan directly. This is not beautiful. So this is the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the glories of Krishna himself, who comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and giving only 8 slokas. And I can find out, I can see, this is the wonderful arrangement of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and wonderful arrangement of even here, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, to recite this 8 sloka, meditate on this sloka before you start your chanting. Before you begin your chanting the holy name, you just meditate on this 8 sloka. So he gave the process. Before chanting, you should recite this sloka in every day in the temple. And I'm saying in 23 years, from 23 years I'm here, I'm saying every day without the fail, every morning at the Tulsi Arti, we recite the Sishtashtaka prayer. So I understand that Srila Prabhupada and here the devotee's mood to understand and meditate on what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually giving in this Shikshashtak prayer. Because if we meditate and follow and our regular devotional service, we can purify ourselves and become qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. So I will stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Ananta Koti Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.